11 years of marriage, and the 7 lives a special wedding anniversary. Today my wife and I are celebrating our 11th wedding anniversary. 11 years of marriage that look back on a relationship lasting a total of 19 years. A shared journey full of highs and lows, full of everyday life and the extraordinary, and with a love that carries us both. The message from my friend, on the occasion of this day. An Indian friend wrote me a message that touched me and at the same time made me curious. He congratulated us on our marriage and added, "In India, it is said that marriage is not meant for just one life, but for 7 births. That means you will be together for the next 6 lives as well." At first, I was surprised. 7 lives? I wondered if this was just a poetic exaggeration or if there was a deeper spiritual meaning behind it. The 7 lives, a symbol of infinite love. My friend explained to me that in India, and especially in Hinduism, marriage is understood as a karmic bond. 2 souls, closely connected by love and shared destiny, are meant to find each other not only in this life, but again and again, over 7 lives. The number 7 is no coincidence. It has a deep symbolic meaning in Indian culture. It stands for completeness and for sacred rituals, such as the 7 steps, Saptapadi. Around the fire during the wedding ceremony, those who take these steps together are, according to Hindu tradition, connected for at least 7 lives. Moksha, the goal beyond rebirths. But at the core of Hinduism is not only the idea of eternal return, but also a way out. Moksha. Moksha means the final liberation of the soul, Atman, from the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, samsara. It is the return to unity with the divine, the state of complete peace and freedom from all suffering. For many Western readers, this term is best understood when compared to the nirvana of Buddhism. Both terms, moksha and nirvana, describe liberation from the endless cycle of existence and the attainment of a reality beyond all limitations. What this means for us today? Against this background, my friend's message takes on a new depth. The talk of 7 lives is not to be understood literally, but as an image for the constancy of a love that endures all boundaries, even those of death. It carries through many existences, right up to the threshold of final liberation. On our 11th wedding anniversary, this perspective touches me especially. Our love is rooted in everyday life, with routines, responsibility, and small habits. But perhaps that is its greatest miracle, that something so ordinary can unfold a depth that could reach far beyond a single lifetime. Whether in the end it is 7 lives or countless ones does not matter. What counts is the experience in the here and now. 11 years of marriage, 19 years of love. And the thought that this love could be strong enough to last 7 lives into eternity.